You and I were seated right at this very table when we saw the Broncos select Paxton Lynch inside the war room. We're going to take you now inside that war room, but we're also going to give you an inside look at what that phone call was like on the other end from Paxton Lynch's perspective at a bowling alley in Florida.
We're going to pick here at 26. It's Paxton Lynch, quarterback, Memphis.
The Denver Broncos!
Sweet.
Paxton, congratulations, dude. We're thrilled you're going to be a Bronco. Woo! Congratulations, it's well deserved. We look forward to getting you up here. Hi, Paxton. Here's Coach Kubiak.
How you doing, Coach? I'm doing good.
Hey, well, we're so proud to have you. Ready to go to work?
Yes, sir. I've been ready. I've been ready since pick one.
That trip down here, remember? You remember our visit in my office? Yeah, it was a good visit, man. I knew great things were going to happen. But we can't wait to get you here. So looking forward to having you come in and expecting great things out of you, bud. But proud to have you part of our football team.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
With the 26th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Paxton Lynch, quarterback, Memphis. Paxton Lynch. Yeah! Yeah!
Moment. You could feel the emotion in that bowling alley, surrounded by family and friends, Paxton Lynch breaking down. It was such a great moment to see. And now we're joined again by Phil Milani. Phil, you were with Paxton most of the day. Could you see some of that emotion from tonight carrying over into today?
Yeah, it was. He was still kind of riding on cloud nine there a little bit. He was at that bowling alley in Florida last night. He said that he was there with like his prep coaches, some of his peewee football coaches, a lot of friends and family. Some of his college roommates, I guess they're going by they're called the Group 102 or something like that. But all of his friends were there, and I kind of liked the way he did it on draft night. He was surrounded in his element, and he was just happy just to be selected, and he said that he felt like he got in the best situation as possible.
He seems like a really loyal guy. One thing I was getting from the interviews that he was doing with Denver Area Media today was talked about how when Central Florida came with a late scholarship offer coming out of high school, he said, you know, I committed to Memphis. I'm a man of my word. I'm going to stick with Memphis, and opted to go there instead of staying closer to home. And even similar in high school, he had a chance to, you know, stay with his coaches. He really values the people that mean something, that got him where he is today.
Does he seem like a family-oriented guy? I know in his press conference he made reference to the fact that when he got to Memphis, it was just his parents that he saw in the stands along with a couple family friends, obviously building that program to a much larger scale now. But it seems like he's really conscious of who's been there at the beginning.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's hard to speculate about a guy. You just met him a little bit here.
Sure.
But if you feel like he's just kind of down to earth, he's just like a regular, you know, guy who just is about to get out of college. You know, he's getting into the real world here a little bit. I think he's just riding on cloud nine. He can't really believe that all of this happened. One thing that he did say, and I don't know if you guys saw it on Twitter, he said that his favorite football player growing up was Cordell Stewart.
That's interesting.
So that was kind of interesting. You know, he was a fan because, and one of the reasons why was he played a lot of different positions as a kid. He was a punter. He was a, you know, he played baseball. He liked playing all kinds of different sports. That's one thing he really liked about
quarterbacks. And I think he likes mobile quarterbacks in general because he talked about what quarterback he wants to emulate style-wise, and he said Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Well, we did get a chance to hear from Paxton Lynch earlier today. He met with the Denver media for the first time, donned that Broncos cap, and was all smiles throughout.
Paxton, over to your left. How much did they test you on how you would fit this offense during your visit, do you think?
Well, they didn't test me as much as some other teams did. I know some other teams threw a lot at me to see what I can handle, but here it was kind of a little bit more laid back. I know when I met with Coach Kubiak, or not, Coach Kubiak wasn't that long. It was a couple minutes, and then I met with Coach Knapp for a little bit longer, and he had me up on the board on a couple of things, but what he tested me on, you know, I had a good grasp on, and he said he figured I kind of knew my stuff. And we just kind of talked about the offense and my place in it.
Paxton, when was the reality moment for you when you're like, holy cow, I'm actually in the NFL? Was it walking into this building, getting your jersey? What was it for you?
I think whenever I heard my name officially called on the TV, because, you know, they call you prior and you get a chance to talk to them and, you know, those emotions just run wild. But whenever you're looking at that TV and, you know, they say that the Denver Broncos have selected Paxton Lynch, you know it's official. And I'm kind of glad that it's over with that whole process. And now I have a team, I have a family to be a part of, and I'm ready to get to work.
Hey, Paxton, have some of your new teammates already reached out to you, and what have they told you so far?
Yeah, I know Demaryius Thomas had texted me, Mark Sanchez, Trevor Siemian, CJ, a couple of those guys have texted me. I know Emmanuel reached out on Twitter, and he texted me as well. And, you know, they were just congratulating me and letting me know that it was time to get to work. But, you know, I'm ready for it. Like I said, I'm ready for ready to be a part of a team and ready to get back to work and diving into it.
Hey, Baxton, you helped build a Memphis program. What's it like to come to an established organization that has an unbelievable fan base?
It feels great. Like I said, it's a big family when it comes to the coaches and players and fans as well. I know at Memphis, when I first got there, it was a little rough. When you looked in the stands, the only people you saw was your mom and dad and your teammates' moms and dads. But here, that's going to be, you know, a little bit better fan base, and it feels good, you know, walking into a situation like this.
Yeah, Paxton, are you here to start September 8th against Carolina?
I guess that's up to the coaches, but, you know, my job here is to come in and come to work every day in and day out, and give everything I got and compete with those other quarterbacks. And, you know, I know that they're ready to compete as well, and I'm going to do, you know, whatever I have to do to help this team win ball games, whether that's playing or pushing the guy in front of me.